806, and it's 34 degrees, topping out near 44 today as we go to the KODY phone lines here on your Monday, February 22nd. Good morning, Senator Groney, joining us for our weekly legislative update. How's it going, Mike?
Good. Good. A little warmer.
Thanks be to God.
Yes.
Can't get much colder than what it did at last week when we were chatting.
I've seen the record was minus 44 in the state of Nebraska.
Yikes.
I'm assuming all those people move to Florida next year. But
who could blame them?
Anyway, we're getting closer to debate on the floor. The Speaker Hilders changed everything to full-day hearings because of the COVID. I figured people weren't moving from room to room as often, and then so less contagious, I guess. But since we've been down there, one senator tested positive and was back 5 days later. But otherwise, I haven't heard of anything. I think herd immunity has been reached pretty much across the state. But we're going to start, and then we start having full-day debates, too, which is going to be raw nerves by the end of the day. The reason we always went half a day, people could regroup and rethink their positions or re-fortify their positions with some research now that we'll be going all day. So I think some bad stuff is going to pass. But we'll see. I'm getting pretty good response to most of my bills. The rail yard bill went very well last week.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever seen it in 7 years. People on the committee said we weren't asking for enough money. But so I'm preparing an amendment to get it to the revenue committee so they can use a committee amendment, raise the amount, extend the times a little bit to see what we can do to get some positive attitude and rural Nebraska that we can go out and grow what we're good at, and like I said, blue-jean jobs, high-paying, good, solid jobs. But that's up to Gary Persons and Devco to do that after we get them some financial assistance from the state. Also, my another bill trying to do some help rural Nebraska, the mutual finance organization for rural fire departments. That's going to sail through, I think, where there's around $10 million available from the insurance premium fund for rural fire districts. And it's been neglected by the legislature and by the rural fire departments. That when it was created in the late 80s, it only had $3 million or so in it. Remember, that money comes from, you pay 1% tax on all your insurance premiums. If you thought there was something you could get away with without paying taxes on, the insurance companies pay it, but they pass it on to you. And that 10% of that's supposed to go to help rural fire departments to organize with other rural fire departments so they can share equipment and work together. But every rural fire department that participates will get a $10,000 check from that fund, and along with the $10 per population. So
okay,
it would bring another $120,000 into Lincoln County to help rural fire departments.
Sure.
It's a good bill. Most people understand it. It's not an appropriations bill. What was happening was the money was there for the rural fire departments. They weren't using it, and in the past, statute said on June 20th that extra money was swept back into the general fund for other purposes. Well, we don't want the money swept back, and we want to make sure it ends up in rural Nebraska. That'd be property tax relief because those rural fire districts would lower their tax rates, and they would. They're pretty conservative. So that bill should happen. Rail yard bill should be on the floor, and it'll be my priority. The in-court bill, I'm getting close to 5 votes to get it out on the floor. And then if I can get it out on the floor, that's the reason I went on the appropriation. I mean, went on the Natural Resource Committee and got off revenue. Revenue is property tax, as far as I'm concerned, is dead. Most of it's dead because of the bargain they made last year. Which if you're filling out your income taxes, folks, then you've got to find all of your property tax statements. If you happen to be a person who is a landlord or a farmer with a lot of parcels, your accountant probably isn't real happy with you, but it's based on your tax statements, your property tax credit is. It's an income tax refund. Getting some calls from accountants that it's not real happy with the bill. But I didn't write it. I didn't vote for it. But maybe next year we can change it. So anyway, but the in-court bill, I'm fighting hard for it. Dan Hughes is fighting hard against it again. Of course, he benefits personally, and his district benefits well from the mining operation they have in our county on in-court. But we'll see what happens. And then I had a bill, the voice analyzer bill for the sheriff. That was it's a little bit of trouble because of a handout that our expert handed out that wasn't real reliable, and I'm getting some doubts from a couple senators. But we're still trying to persuade him to help us. That's another rural Nebraska bill. Otherwise, there's a lot of crap coming to the floor.
Yeah.
Excuse my French, but from the Judiciary Committee, and there'll be more coming from the Education Committee. If you've seen all the advertisements, folks, there's a complete attack on parental rights. There's a complete attack coming out of education, public education, on what we as followers of Jesus Christ believe, or any other, or even Allah, that humans have a sin nature and they revolt against society, and we handle that by giving our children boundaries. It is mental health, folks. I was kidding with one of my Catholic friends that Catholic Church needs to get rid of confessional because there is no such thing as sin anymore. If a kid misbehaves, they're mentally ill. I'm being sarcastic, but it's that scary. We have assigned people to teach our children the basics in education, and they have gone way off course and getting into mental health and behavior things. It's none of their business. None of their business. You do not hire a superintendent of schools to worry about if your kid is feeling bad today. But you've heard the public relations. Our North Platte Public Schools is a star on a video about how they're handling things from the Susie Buffett's organization that pushes that we love public schools. But I'll be fighting all that stuff when it gets to the floor. It's just not the right way to go. Yeah. But anyway, and then of course they're trying to repeal the marriage between a man and a woman, but a lot of us will fight that out of our state constitution. But otherwise, what are you hearing? Talk on the street.
Well, the talk on the street. A couple of things that caught my attention, Senator Groney. A lot of conversation on marijuana and cannabis late last week. Senator McKinney's introduction of the decriminalization of marijuana, and then Senator Wayne proposing a constitutional amendment to legalize cannabis and potentially put the issue on the general ballot in 2022.
I haven't paid attention to it because I'm not on those committees. But
sure.
I don't know where that would go. We defeated it in the past. Senator Williams has always led the, got to give him credit for that, led the fight against the marijuana. But I don't know. Same thing with the mental health thing. I can't get anybody to explain to me what the advantage of it. Why do you need to legalize it? What are you trying to do, change your personality? That's what all drugs do. There's no reason for it, but even, you know, the game they play about the health issue, but that's minor compared to massive use of it. So I don't know. It's the way our society's headed. But, you know, the problem is with marijuana, you and I don't have to use it nor want to use it, but others using it affects our lives because of the they lose their ambition to work and other issues. with any kind of drug that alters your personality. So, the reality is an awful lot of our people in jail are due to drugs, and about all of them are, actually. Most of the ones that are robbing for drug money, and most of those that have violent history with their families or had too much alcohol. Jails are full of people who acted because of their relationship with some type of drug.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to the sheriff or the captain of the police department in North Platte, ask any officer how many of their people that they arrest are under the influence of something when they're arrested. It's just what it is. I don't know how you stop it, but
yeah.
So, but I guess we let them out, let them run wild. Guess everybody get wake up at the sunrise and go to bed at dark and lock your doors and let them run at night. Give them the night, I guess. We'll take the days. So I'll be fighting those issues.
Sure.
I'll be speaking on it.
And then
it comes to the floor.
Some other big news last week. I know that some redistricting conversations were had by the executive board, Senator Groney. And then Senator Slama, awfully busy last week on a couple of issues that I would imagine you support. She introduced the voter ID constitutional amendment, and then also Senator Slama introducing the winner-take-all electoral college system being restated here in Nebraska. How do you feel about those two issues from Senator Slama, Senator Groney?
Of course, for both. She's a good friend and ally. But it won't get out of government committee. It's 4-4. I introduced a bill last week, too, on reducing the early voting days.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't get out either, where early voting, mail-in voting be 20 days instead of 35, and early voting in person at the county clerk's office would go from 30 to 15. And there's a lot of reasons I did that. A lot of things can happen in 30 days.
Yeah.
It's happened across the country. Candidates have passed away. Something came out about a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want them in office, and people have already voted. Look at how many people voted early in this election, last past election. That's not good. We're supposed to get up and show up and vote on the first Tuesday of November. And then the worst part about the early voting is they'll say it's not fraud, but it is unethical. There's groups across the nation now. Acorn, if you remember back in the Obama election, where they go out and register people, volunteers go out and get people registered to vote. All you got to do is take registration cards, which you have them fill them out and then mail them for them. And then also they ask for absentee ballots, early voting ballots, and then come back 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later and help them fill them out. Against my bill, you couldn't believe anything, but the social workers organization of Nebraska wrote a sarcastic letter in that I was trying to stop people access to voting and stuff, and I wrote a nice little note back that I'm concerned why a social worker would care, have anything to do with early voting. You're supposed to help them find a place to live, have a heated house, food to eat, help them reconcile with their families. Hopefully you're not out there helping people fill out their ballots. But that's how bad it gets when you send out ballots early. One of the senators, a person behind me testified against it and said, well, my wife and I and my family, we sit around the table and we decide who we're going to vote for. And I got back up and I said, there's your problem. And the senator asked me, well, don't you and your wife talk about the ballot before we vote? I said, yes, we do. But I said, we don't then fill out the ballot and look over each other's shoulder who we voted for.
Yeah.
We go into a booth, canvas booth, and we vote. And in America, we don't vote. I vote.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand what a democratic republic is. A democracy is when we vote. That's a democracy. And I vote. After the election, it becomes we the people, and we get behind and help try to help our government do what's right. But we don't need to start like the socialist countries and the communist countries do, where we vote, where it's 80-90% turnout, because you're told who to vote for, and they know who you vote for. This ideal of a family sitting around a table filling out ballots is absolutely against anything that America stands for. But that's where we're at. Not the family, where a social worker apparently is sitting there and helping a family fill out their ballots with a political agenda. Or in an elderly care home helping them fill out their ballots. Or in a poor neighborhood where the people don't even understand who the president is because they're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
And have somebody coming into the neighborhood and helping them fill out the ballot. But that's where we're at. That's where I believe the election, not fraud, but unethical behavior, swung some elections. Because once the person signs their envelope, it sticks it in the ballot in the envelope and sends it in, it was their vote. There's no fraud. It happens prior to that. So, but I got, you know, that's a 4-4 committee, so that won't come out. Neither will Senator Salama's attempts to put some integrity back into our elections. And like I said, I don't know if there was fraud. I haven't seen the evidence. Everybody knows me. I research and I got to have the facts. But I do know when there's smoke, there's usually fire. And we have a lot of doubts about our elections, our electoral system right now in the United States. And it's our duty to try to correct some of that. But it'll be hard to get anything done in that legislature.
Yeah. So just in general, Senator Groney, do you support voter ID in Nebraska?
Yeah, I said I did.
Oh, okay.
I supported both of her bills.
Oh, sure.
You asked me about Salamis.
Okay.
So,
and
anyway,
the only other thing I wanted to hit on this...
common sense, the Americans vote.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The only other thing I wanted to hit on a little bit more with you, Senator Groney, is the rail access project, the state funding that you were seeking with your measure that was discussed last week. This is, I don't think folks are realizing just how big this is locally. This is this rail park is huge, potentially, and getting some state funds to help with that is huge as well, and big opportunity here, too, for folks, specifically here in the North Platte area.
Yes, we, you know, like I told the committee, the stars are lined up. We had never had a spur into the rail yard before because I compared it to the committee like O'Hara International Airport in Chicago. You don't allow a pipe of club to land there because it's people coming in and they split up and they go to other airports. That's the same principle that this classification rail yard is. Rail trains, full trains. A whole train of coal comes in, a whole train of automobiles from Detroit or wherever comes in. They split the cars, and they reclassify them, and they send trains out to another area of the nation to be with a hub to be delivered. Well, they UP never wanted 10 carloads of corn coming into that on the local elevators. Well, but when Greenbrier came to town, and Greenbrier was a subcontractor of UP, where they loaded them at the maintenance shop, the wheels, and had a spur built to Hershey where they repaired them, and then they sent them back to the shop. That artery into the rail yard now exists through Greenbrier's location, even though it's closed. So at that location, like I said, the stars are lined up. Devco has got a commitment from some, a farmer there who will sell 110 acres of land. Mr. Person said that people have heard already and contacted him about what the situation is. And I'll tell you, the committee got eyes popped out when they heard Gary tell him that he's had 4 inquiries and none of them have a presence in Nebraska at this time. Now, we're not talking about building they told us to think bigger. Some of the senators did, but it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got I-80, major artery, transportation artery on land, on vehicle, and we also have UP and the two go together. We're transportation hubs, centered in the United States. So if we can give some kind of hope and financial help what I told the committee. I modeled the bill after the language last year in 1107, where they were going to give $300 million to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Nebraska Medical Center, yes, it's not owned by the university. It's a private hospital, just like Great Plains is. But $300 million to pursue a hospital, a pandemic hospital or infectious disease hospital that could handle 2,500 patients. If they got that contract, they would get $300 million. Well, I wrote, took the same language and did it for rail parks in rural Nebraska. And we originally had $10 million asking. I made sure it covered McCook and Scotts Bluff and Alliance and Fremont, South Sioux, who have some pretty good rail yards there, nothing compared to us, but they have rail yards there that they could apply for some of the funds too. But he said, go for more. So I've got an amendment in for shooting for $50 million, and one project can add up to $40 million, so that make sure there's $10 million out there for the smaller projects, and lowered the matching funds so that we could raise the funds to get something started. But you would have to have the commitment from a major manufacturer or distributor first that's going to build a pretty good-sized facility before you qualify for the funds. But
sure.
You know, all that money always goes east, and I've always thought that. The governor this year just nonchalantly put $50 million in the budget for Omaha again, to, if they needed it, to attract the Space Command, Trump Space Command. It still exists, but Huntsville, Alabama got it. So if there's $50 million laying there that wasn't going to get used for the Space Command, it's there. Why we couldn't appropriate it towards something that would help rural Nebraska. But anyway, it's a start. We'll see what happens. It'll be my priority. It'll come out of committee. There's enough votes there at the hearing to do it. But, and we'll tweak. We'll tweak the amendment to what the committee members want also. So, but they all pretty much said we were shooting too low. We should ask for more money.
It's good to hear. It's promising.
Yes. Yes, it is. But we'll see. Yeah, things can happen, what I'm hearing is revenues are high coming into the state. It's amazing it isn't amazing. Economics would tell you that. When you pump that much money into this, billions of dollars into the system, just print the money, there's people going to pay taxes on it. So our state tax receipts are up. So our local sales tax receipts, a huge amount of money they pumped into payrolls. You know, farmers got a lot of money. You ain't hearing about that, but they've got a lot of money too. So did small businesses, and they spend it. So sales tax receipts statewide and income taxes for that. So we'll see what happens in the future, but the near future, revenues look good.
Good, good. Well, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time, sir, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, if not sooner, Mike.
All right, Will. Call me anytime if you hear a rumor that you want me to exaggerate the rumor more, if you want me to tell you the truth, whichever.
Will do, Mike. Right. Thanks as always.
Yeah. Yep. Bye.
That again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Glad to be with you here for Mugs in the Morning, presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Bolts, Brent Wogo, and Bo Widd. Community strong all day long. Sean Jacobs, Warning Coordinating Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte, joins us next here on Mugs in the Morning.